The latest issue of the Good News Magazine is out. This issue focuses on leadership. Mount Rushmore is on the cover. We have a number of articles this time that talk about the crisis in world leadership. I had one in there where I used a quote from an old statesman in Sweden who said to his son one time, "My son, know with how little wisdom the world is governed." And as we look into the current political scene, the presidential election is up and running in the United States. Once again, we're reminded of the truth of that statement. Politicians, leaders can't solve an economic problem. In Europe, we have problems in the United States, and with how little wisdom the world truly is governed. There's a proverb, Gary, many proverbs that talk about wisdom. I know that you've been going through a series of blogs on our UCG.org site to bring that point out, point people to the way to wisdom.
Well, wisdom is really learning how to make right decisions. The book of Proverbs talks about how we have to have knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And that entire book is about how those things fit together. And that's actually what my weekly blog is about. It's going through the book of Proverbs and showing how to make wise, sensible, daily decisions.
I think anyone who wants to go into a study of wisdom or even gain wisdom would benefit not only from what Gary's writing, but certainly just reading through the Proverbs and many other examples in Scripture. There's probably one key verse that I always remember at times when I realize that I myself need to brush up on my wisdom. It's in James chapter 1 and verse 5, where it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give it to you." You lack wisdom, go to God. Go to God in prayer and just make that direct request and then make a personal study through the Proverbs, through other parts of the Bible. Wisdom can be gained. Wisdom can be accessed.
Well, when we talk about wisdom, too, we're not just talking about sort of the common human wisdom. What we're talking about here is the wisdom that comes from God, the creator of life, who actually knows how life works.
World leaders may not always have the wisdom to solve problems and to keep crisis from developing further, but you and I can have wisdom to make the right decisions of leadership within our own lives and our own sphere of influence. Go to God, go to His Word, find that wisdom. He will give it to us liberally.
That's right.
That's BT Daily. Join us next time.